Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. And on this November 7th edition of Word Made Flesh, I'm with the ladies from our Women and Children's Center. Good morning, ladies. How are we doing?
Good morning.
All right. Yeah, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Like to see all that. Before we went on the air, we discussed kind of a theme that we wanted to talk about today. And that theme really evolves out of a question Jesus asks a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. And so that comes out of Mark's Gospel. It's chapter 10. It's verses 46 through 52. And so would one of you be so kind as to read that little pericope for us?
And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus is a blind beggar of son of Timaeus was sitting on the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called him, the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, keep up, he is calling you." And threw off his cloak and sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith have made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way.
Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, we're not going to try and break this down verse by verse or anything. There's a lot in here we probably could talk about, but before we went on the air, we opted to look at the central question that Jesus asks Bartimaeus. What do you want me to do for you? And what I'd like to have you ladies do is think about, imagine Jesus before you asking you, what do you want me to do for you? All right, that's kind of where we're going to go. So anybody want to maybe share their response to that inquiry of Jesus?
Yes. My name is Nora, and I would like Jesus to, you know, make sure my kids go down the right path and be strong and pray for them to make the right decisions. And just learn from their mistakes and mine and their dad's, and not have an addictive personality like their fathers have. So,
you know, it's interesting that you mentioned kind of the addictive personality. If we stop and think about the story, just to give a little background, Jesus is coming from Jericho, and here's little blind Bartimaeus sitting outside the walls of Jericho. And in the Bible, we may be familiar with the story of Joshua, right? The trumpets, they circle Jericho seven times, blow the trumpet, and the walls come falling. You know, we learn that story when we're children. But Jericho also has symbolic representation, that it's cities like Jericho are cities of sin. Thus the walls came down. And so here's blind Bartimaeus sitting outside sin.
Yeah.
And then it begs a question of the beggar, why might he be blind? Because all of us can really be Bartimaeus when we think if we are too absorbed in a culture that is systematically sinful,
yeah,
right? Not just our own individuals. That it's interesting how sin has a way of protecting itself.
That's true.
All right? If we're just going along with certain things. And out of a culture of sin comes what we'd call addiction. In our Life Change program, I would say, well, our definition of addiction is taking our deepest desire and attaching to something other than God. Right? The Bible calls that sin, the wrongful attachment of our deepest desire to something other than God. So when we talk about sin, we're talking about addiction. And the beautiful thing about Bartimaeus is he realizes, if you know anything about addiction, you can't do it on your own. And this guy stands up, and we know he's poor, and he flings off his cloak. Mm-hmm. It's probably his only possession. Okay. And asks for help. So your response there is pretty good. I just thought I would elaborate on when you think about addiction there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Anybody else? Y'all don't have to speak at once.
I think that I would probably still choose wisdom and intelligence. I just feel like there's quite a bit I could do from that. I also just noticed about this story, I think it's just trying to tell you that as long as you have faith, and even when people are telling you not to, because they're telling you to sit down, honestly, miracles really truly happen. You just have to continue your faith and be persistent.
And so, you know, it's interesting. So Bartimaeus is probably learning a little wisdom here. And there's a good, wise lesson in this, that if we're going to stand against, as I said previously, kind of a culture of sin, what do you think the participants in that culture are going to do to you?
Reject
him. Oh, and you don't need him.
Yeah.
You know? You don't need to listen to that question he's asking, right? I mean, you go through kind of the rejection and the persecution and all those other type of things. So that's why before we went on the air, I said, well, you know, wisdom comes with experience. Bartimaeus is obviously getting some of that experience. Yeah, that's good. How about you?
About a year ago, my son almost died from end-stage renal disease. So we have his transplant coming up in December. He's already been saved once. But if I could ask for anything, it would just be for a long, healthy life for my son.
Mm.
For both of my kids. So.
That's powerful. And one would even say that, so when Bartimaeus asked for sight, sitting outside the walls of Jericho, we could probably learn that, you know, for too long I've really been a participant of this kind of systemic, sinful culture that's blinded me. Right? I mean, there's obviously the physical, but there's also the spiritual. So help me to move away from that. And it is always encouraging, and hopefully it is for our listening audience, when you see the grace being lived through a mother. Yes. Mothers make lots of sacrifices. And if we pose a question to our listening audience, you know, that Jesus says, hey, Pastor Steve, what do you want me to do for you? And the you can oftentimes just be singular. It's me. He's asking me, what do I want, right? For me. As opposed to, yeah, what about others? What I want for others. That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that. All right, anybody else? We got a few minutes left.
Mine would be to heal me from the grieving of my past, things that I can't let go, things that I have to refresh myself with, protect my children, guide them with the help of me, guiding them, guiding my siblings, my family.
Yeah, yeah. One of the great images of God in the Old Testament is God as protector. Right? God provides and God protects. The incarnate one comes up and says, you know, what do you want me to do for him? You know, protect me and my family. Right? Protect my heart. So that we can be what you've created us to be. That's good. And I think even in the stories, we really see Jesus kind of protect blind Bartimaeus. right? From the crowd that is speaking sternly to them, to him, right? I mean, you kind of get this, the entourages with Jesus, you know? It's like some pop music artist or, right, celebrity of some sort coming down there, and right, and they got all the, right, the posse going with him. And then, and they're like, hey, bro. You know, like, hey, get away, back up, get away, right? I mean, just, no. And then the celebrity says, no, man, what's he got to say? Nice. Right? Yeah. That's... You have anything you want to say?
No. I would ask God to enlarge my territory and protect my kids and my grandkids and my siblings. And keep me, help me to stay strong and more positive, real positive and more strong in my health. And just strong-minded, and keep following Jesus. And just keep talking to me. Keep speaking to me. Keep telling me. Don't stop talking to me. In the name of Jesus.
There you go. Yeah. I think it is a really powerful question that at one point, I think everybody's got to answer that question. You know, what do you want me to do for you? I mean, it ranks right up there with when Jesus says to Peter elsewhere in the scripture, you know, who do you say I am? You know, who do you think I am? Yeah, I think this one's predicated on how you answer that one, then sets up, yeah, what do you want him to do for you? Right? I think it's also encouraging to all of us is, Jesus is open to giving and says, you know, he just asks a question. What do you want? You know, what do you want me to do for you? And so I think it's equally a blessing and hopefully to our listening audience to hear from each of you on really where your heart's at. Right? And pretty much for all of you, you know, it's got something to do with your family and wanted to see progress and health and well-being and all those, which makes good sense because, ladies, that's why you're here. Now, I mean, here at Neighbors of Hope, I mean, right? That's what we're created for, is to show love, to serve others in love, Paul would say, but it's to will the good of the other. That's really what agape love boils down to. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, our social enterprises, Blessings and More Resale Store, Woven Hope and Recycling Center, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.